Wednesday, March 18th is going to be a very important day for those who have served and are looking for a job in the civilian world. The DAV and Recruit Military are hosting a Fort Riley Veterans Job Fair at the Fort Riley Community Center. Joining me to tell you more about it is Event Director Heidi Miller.
Well, Jim, thank you so much for having us. We have a lot of great things going on. So we're expecting about 45 different organizations. Really, you name the industry. We have the Lockheed Martins of the world, finance industries, logistics, really, you name it. They're going to be in attendance and looking to hire specifically from the military and military spouse community. So lots of excitement coming up.
Well, in the communication that you sent me, it says that Kansas falls well above the national average for veteran unemployment. That just breaks my heart.
I understand. Same with us, too. It's definitely not a good thing, and hopefully we can change that here this week, because veteran community obviously has so much to offer, and these companies are looking to hire both locally and nationwide. So, yes, hopefully we can change that.
Well, why is it difficult, do you think, or through, I imagine, some research and conversations that you've had with other people, why is it difficult for those who are veterans or transitioning from military service to a civilian career, why is it often hard for them to find work in the civilian sector?
A lot of the reason, I'm speaking from my own personal experience too, you don't know exactly where you belong or what is the applicable fit for a career. So that is one hurdle that gets in the way. Also too, in a lot of cases, you underestimate your skill sets. The veteran community has so much to offer. In addition to being that go-getter who's on time, in the right uniform, you also offer specialized skill sets. So I think a lot is just finding out, hey, what's next? Where do you belong? And that could be a lot of the reason for the unemployment rate. But there is a lot out there, and companies, again, they're coming actually from states away just to hire at this event.
Well, and I mean, come on, you're talking about people that have served, who have put their lives on the lines. So you know
exactly that
they are people that know what commitment means. You know that these are people that know what priorities mean. And so it seems to me it's a no-brainer giving these people an opportunity. Even if they may not know exactly what you need them to do, they're obviously very trainable people.
Exactly. Hard skills can be taught, but ambition, drive, competence, not so much.
And how much does it cost to go to this event, the Fort Riley Veterans Job Fair, on Wednesday, March 18th at the Fort Riley Community Center?
All of our events are completely free for the entire military community. Well, free in general, but yes, they're free. We never charge a penny for any of the services we offer, rather it be the events, the job board, our resource platform, any of the above. Everything is always free for the military community.
So what should those who are going to be going to the Fort Riley Veterans Job Fair, March 18th, what should they bring to prepare? What should they do in advance and have ready before they even sit down and talk to somebody?
So no matter what, I would recommend just coming to the event. This is a perfect forum to get that face-to-face interaction. As most people know nowadays, we're not in the classic apply online and you'll hear back. Instead, no. Now everything is found via networking, and this is a chance to get that face-to-face exposure and, of course, build your network and hopefully find that dream job. So no matter what, just come. But I would recommend coming prepared if you are able to. Dress the part. If you dress the part, then you're going to feel the part first off, and then employers will take you a little bit more seriously. Also, some employers are conducting interviews and hiring on the spot. So if you look the part for an interview, you'll be much better off. Also, come prepared, too, with either a resume on hand or able to send out digitally. This will help the employer know exactly what you can bring to the table, what you've done, and it will also help you to be able to talk about your background and what you can offer the organization. So come prepared with a resume, look the part, and be able to talk about your background and what you've actually done. So those are the three things I would definitely recommend if you are able to. But no matter what, just show up. Grow that network.
Fort Riley Veterans Job Fair, March 18th from 11 a.m. until 3 p.m. at the Fort Riley Community Center. Employers will be on site. And now what they need are veterans and their military spouses and those who are transitioning from military to the civilian world. All of you are welcome to come and take advantage of this opportunity. Thank you so much for your time this morning, Heidi. And I hope that it's a huge success there at the Fort Riley Community Center for the Veterans Job Fair.
Appreciate it. Thank you so much, Jim.